Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Injuries are piling up. This time, Paul Sewald and Brian Wu. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, March 26th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Chris Towers and... Let's start things off with Paul Sewald, who's been diagnosed with a grade 2 left oblique strain and will start the season on the IL. Manager Torey Lovullo didn't provide a timeline, but I read on MLB trade rumors that Royce Lewis missed 6 weeks last year with the same injury. Obviously, hitters and pitchers are different, but Chris, how far did you lower Paul Sewald in the rankings, and who is next up in the D-backs bullpen?
Yeah, I lowered him to around 170, and when Yoan Duran got hurt, he had a moderate oblique strain, which I was reading as a grade 2, and I looked last season, the average time that a pitcher missed with an oblique strain was 47 days. I think the median return was 53 days. Duran injured his about a week earlier, so I'm assuming he's about a week ahead of Paul Sewald, but I would expect both of them to miss most of April, so I moved Sewald down a little bit below or lower than Yoan Duran, and Kevin Ginkle should be the man up for the Diamondbacks. He was mostly pretty good last season, especially towards the end of the year, became a really good high leverage reliever for the Diamondbacks. We remember last season, I mean, they went through about 6 different names and it was a seemingly different guy every night. Hopefully that won't be the case this year, and Kevin Ginkle can kind of lock it down for a month and hopefully give you 5 to 10 saves before Sewald is hopefully able to return.
Yeah, Scott McGuff, he's still hoof. I still get
he's still around.
Still get goosebumps whenever I hear the name Scott McGuff from last year. Would you take Kevin Ginkle over any of the Twins, Brewers, or Blue Jays replacements in those bullpens?
Man, that's really tough because I think yes, ahead of the Twins and what were the other Blue Jays? Definitely ahead of the Blue Jays. It sounds like Jordan Romano is going to be back relatively quickly. The Twins, we just don't know who it's going to be, whereas Ginkle seems like a little more of a sure thing. Brewers, though, I mean, I think I'd rather roll the dice on Yoel Piamps or Abner Uribe just because if you guess right, you got 3 months of a closer as opposed to maybe a month for Kevin Ginkle. So it's a little more risk reward there, but I do think I would prioritize one of the Brewers guys.
Let's move over to Brian Wu, who will be placed on the IL due to right elbow inflammation. And obviously this sucks. The pitcher I love this year.
It's a sad Wu. It's a Wu.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been doing the Ric Flair, unfortunately. Yeah. But Brian Wu apparently felt discomfort while warming up in his last side session, and he ultimately couldn't get loose. He underwent in MRI, which came back clean. So that's the good news for Brian Wu. We'll see how long that he's out. Emerson Hancock is likely to take his place in the rotation, but I don't think there's much interest there. The next question, Chris, is who are some replacements that we can add if we've already drafted Brian Wu? And I've got a bunch of names between 50 and 70% rostered. Give me your 3 favorites from this list. DL Hall, Christopher Sanchez, Yusei Kikuchi, AJ Puck, Gavin Stone, Cutter Crawford, Jack Flaherty. 3 favorites.
Okay, that's a lot of names. I think I would go Puck, Flaherty, and Stone, but I really like DL Hall, especially as a SPARP in head-to-head points leagues. He had a very good outing in his final one before the end of spring training. So that was a good sign. And he's locked in that Brewers rotation. But I think, yeah, it's Puck, Flaherty, Stone. Is that the order I said before? It's the order I'm saying now.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of names under 50% roster for those who play in slightly deeper leagues. Jared Jones, who was confirmed in the Pirates rotation, he's only 27% rostered. There's Casey Mize, Tyler Wells, Mike Soroka, all of the Marlins, Trevor Rogers, Max Meyer, Ryan Weathers, and then Luis Gil with the Yankees. So lots of names again. Are there two or three that stand out? Jones, Mize, Wells, Soroka, Rogers, Meyer, Weathers, Gil.
You know, I have Mize in a bunch of leagues, but that's more of a speculative thing, not someone that I want to really rely on early in the season. I feel more confident in Jared Jones than I do Mize. I feel more confident in probably Weathers, Ryan Weathers, and Luis Gil. So if I'm just looking for like short-term ads, I think I'd prioritize those guys, but there's a ton of upside in this range, all over the place. Zach Littell is another guy who is SPARP eligible, who I really like. Trevor Rogers, like we mentioned, has some upside as well. But I think I'd prioritize Jones, Weathers, and Gil.
Yeah, I will give a shout out to Tyler Wells. I think he fits really well with any of these injury stashes, because we don't know if he's going to be in the rotation all year. But as long as Kyle Bradish and John Means are out, then I do think Tyler Wells will have a job. So for anyone who has Brian Wu or Eduardo Rodriguez, or you lost Garrett Cole, or you drafted Kodai Senga, I think Tyler Wells is a name that makes a lot of sense with those injury stash guys. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season streaming May 17th exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.